This is the final whistle on Ocean FM. 7 games to go in the League of Ireland. Can Sligo Rovers put their FAI Cup humiliation behind them and keep it between the ditches on the road to Premier Division safety? We'll hear from John Russell. For Roisin Molloy and Athlone Town, the European adventure has come to an end, but there's still lots to play for, as the Gertrude woman will tell us. Killooney handballer Travis Gibbons is celebrating the biggest win of his young career, an All-Ireland minor title at Croke Park. And we pay a visit to North Sligo Athletic Club's €400,000 track on the eve of their big Culture Night fundraiser in Grange. Welcome to the programme. This is Austin O'Callaghan, and here are the contact details if you want to get in touch. 087 3500 530 by WhatsApp and text. sport@oceanfm.ie is the email address if you prefer to write a slightly longer message. Also coming up, we'll take you through the mammoth weekend ahead in club championship football in Donegal, Leitrim and Sligo, not to mention Fermanagh, plus our live coverage plans to cover as much of that as we can over the next 72 hours. We'll take you through what's live over Friday, Saturday and Sunday in a few moments. But first, well, not all the sports stories of 2025 have been written yet, but a fair few of them have. And it's time now for you to get your thinking caps on, because the 2025 Ocean FM Sports Awards will make a return this November to the Radisson Blue Hotel and Spa in Sligo. The awards will celebrate local sporting achievement and contribution across counties Donegal, Leitrim and Sligo, the Ocean FM catchment area, over the last 12 months. And right now we're looking for your help in helping us choose the award winners. Nominations for our 15 award categories are now being accepted online at oceanfm.ie. Let's remind you of the award categories: Ocean FM Team of the Year, Ocean FM Club of the Year. We're also looking for an Ocean FM Coach of the Year for 2025. That can be of an individual or a team or a group. There'll be an Ocean FM International Award, the Ocean FM Sports Volunteer Award. We're looking to hand out an award to an Ocean FM School of the Year and a School Teacher of the Year. There'll be an Ocean FM Male Sports Person of the Year Award, a Female Sports Person of the Year accolade, the Red Oak Award in honour of former Sligo and Kerry footballer Red Oak Murphy celebrates the Young Sports Person of the Year achievement. There will also be an Ocean FM Special Achievement Award, a Sports Moment of the Year that will be a highlight that you may have heard on the radio during 2025. There'll also be an Ocean FM Diversity and Inclusion Award and a Hall of Fame recipient on the night. Not to mention our final award of the evening, which will be the Ocean FM Sport Personality of the Year. Now, a 5-person Ocean FM judging panel will shortlist the nominations during the month of October. But until then, we're looking for your choices if you want to get your stake in on who should be considered to make the shortlist for each of those categories. And you can do that by going to oceanfm.ie, look for the sport drop-down menu on the homepage, and you will see the link to the Ocean FM Sports Awards online nomination form, and you can enter for just one award or for all 15 if you have ideas who should be considered. And we would welcome your suggestions. And as we say, those long lists of nominations will then be shortlisted by a 5-person Ocean FM Sport judging panel next month. Tickets, by the way, for the awards ceremony will go on sale during October. The date for the awards, Saturday the 22nd of November at the Radisson Blue and Spa Hotel in Ballincar in Sligo. November 22nd is the date for your phone. So get your thinking caps on and make your choices. And you'll find the nomination form online on the homepage of oceanfm.ie. Look for the sport drop-down menu and you'll see the link to the Ocean FM Sports Awards 2025. We look forward to getting your choices. Sligo Rovers fans, well, they're still getting over events at Mount Hawk Park in Tralee last Friday night. Kerry FC 4, Sligo Rovers 3 in that FAI Cup quarter final. Remember, Rovers led by 3-0 with just 29 minutes remaining in that tie. The team have taken plenty of criticism this week, not unreasonably so, you might argue, but there are still 7 matches to go in the League of Ireland Premier Division, starting with Drogheda United at home for Rovers this Friday night, and then Galway United away at M&DC Park next Monday night. Both those matches will be live and full here on Ocean FM. Staying up was always Rovers' priority before the Cup quarterfinal, and that won't have changed now. But what has morale been like for the players and management this week around the showgrounds, given the events in Tralee last weekend? That's a question we put today to the Rovers manager, John Russell.
And the weekend wasn't a pleasant one. Really, really tough for everyone, I think, involved. Players, staff, supporters, the committee, everyone involved in the club. To be in a position of such dominance, you know, you're 3-0 up. I think massive learning for the group. And yeah, we reviewed it on Monday and we said what needed to be said and we've moved on. I think that's important. When you're involved in elite sport, things can unravel and you've got to learn from that. You either win or you learn. And this is a new group effectively, you know, since the mid-season break. And we can't lose sight of the fact that we've put a huge points tally on. I think we're one of the form teams in the country and we've lost a game of football. And tomorrow night, we have an opportunity now to get back and win again.
There was a sense this was a golden opportunity for Sligo Rovers in terms of the cup. Does that rankle with you?
Yeah, look, there's no getting away from it. It'll be one that will sting for a long time. It was a massive opportunity to get into a semi-final. Not only, you know, the draw, but the way the game played out, you're 3-0 up after 60 minutes. But as I said, it's gone. We weren't able to control the momentum swing and ultimately we're out. But look, that's cup football. And the learning for the group is you have to be on it to right to the death. And hopefully we'll take that with us going forward.
And how do you ensure that there'll be no collateral damage in terms of these two league games coming up, Drogheda on Friday and Galway on Monday? If morale has taken a hit or it affects the recent run you've had, is there a danger there?
No. I see the group work with them day to day. I know the mentality and I know what I'm trying to build at Sligo. And they said these things happen and brilliant now with 3 games in a week and we're at the business end of the season. It's a different competition. We're out of the cup, but we know we're still 9th. We're joined effectively with Galway on points and we've got to try and win a game of football tomorrow and then we move into the next game and a full belief in the players that we have, the quality that we have in the group, their mentality. You don't have to go back a couple of weeks. You're 2-0 down away to the Cork. We come back, win the game 3-2. You know, we've been at home to draw it early in the season, 2-0 down, came back 2-2, could have won it late on. So, look, these lads have the minerals. We just need to bring our top level tomorrow.
I don't know if you're a man of maths. I mean, how many points do you think Rovers need to finish 8th?
You can win every game, Austin. We've 7 left. We know all our games we'll be well safe. But, look, it's the usual game by game. You want to try and get as many points as fast as you can and not be going down to the last game of the season. But we know the way this league works. The teams at the top of the team, at the top of the league can lose to the teams at the bottom of the league. So every week is huge and this week is massive because it's 3 games.
Was there any physical toll from the Kerry Cup tie? You played 120-something odd minutes in terms of who's available. Was there any cost in that sense?
No, we're okay. A few knocks and this and that, but nothing too concerning. So we should have a full bill of health for tomorrow evening.
John Russell, the Sligo Rovers manager, speaking to Ocean FM Sport today. This is how the league table looks. The bottom half, the bottom 4 teams. Waterford played 29 matches. They're on 34 points. They're 4th from bottom. Galway United played 29 games. They're on 30 points. They're 3rd from bottom. Also on 30 points. 2nd from bottom. Sligo Rovers from 29 games played. Galway have a slightly better scoring difference than Rovers. The two meet this Monday night. And Cork City are 8 points adrift of Sligo and Galway at the foot of the table on 22 points with 7 league games to go. To remind you of the 7 league games that Sligo Rovers have still to play: Drogheda tomorrow night, then Galway United on Monday evening, then it's St Patrick's Athletic away, Derry City away, Shelburne away, Cork City at home, Shamrock Rovers is the final game of the season, and that one is at Talla Stadium. I said St Pat's away, Rovers are at home to St Patrick's Athletic on the 27th of this month, but the majority of their games, 4 of them, are away from home in this league season run in. Rovers against Drogheda live this Friday night at the Showground, 7:45 kickoff, in association with Henry's Bar and Restaurant Cashelgarran. Match commentary will come from Oran Keating and Gavin Dykes. And then on Monday night, we'll be at Eamon DC Park to bring you Galway United against Sligo Rovers, two of the sides in the bottom three, and it's live from 7:45 on Monday night with commentary from Jessica Farry and the former Galway United and Sligo Rovers footballer Gareth Gorman, he of Donegal origin, who will be on commentary duty on Monday night. Well, Athlone Town's run in Europe has come to an end in women's soccer. The League of Ireland leaders were beaten 3-0 by Glasgow City last night. They are a full-time outfit, of course, cross-channel. It finished 6-0 to the Scots in their Europa Cup tie. This is the new female equivalent of the Europa League. Gertrude's Roisin Molloy played for Athlone in both legs. Remember, they came through a couple of rounds in the Champions League qualifiers earlier this season. So arguably their debut season in Europe has been a positive one overall.
For our first experience in Europe, it's been really enjoyable, and I think we've done ourselves proud in getting this far. We obviously wanted to progress, but we met a team at a really high level across both legs, and they definitely, I think, the better team went through.
That's a difference, do you think? Just like, you look at them, they're fully professional, they're playing in a very professional league, they're an unbelievable team. Like, that really was the difference over the two legs.
Yeah, look, I think at periods in both of the games that we matched them, particularly in the first leg, I thought we matched them at some periods, but obviously they're at another level in terms of professionalism and just being clinical and ruthless with chances, and they definitely had that. And squad depth as well, you could see the amount of rotations they were able to make at the weekend in their league match. That makes a huge difference as well.
Does this all make you kind of hungrier to win the league again, because you want to experience all of this yet again next year?
Yeah, exactly. That's the level we want to get to. We want to be playing at this, in these competitions every year. So yeah, definitely the league and the cup, both of them are huge competitions, and they're both of our focus now. But yeah, definitely want to get back here again next year.
When you look at them, the level they play at, the standard, they're obviously in Europe almost every year. They've played in Europe, I don't know how many times. They've won the league a huge amount of times as well. Are you looking at now as kind of like time for the league maybe in Ireland to kind of start following that sort of a lead and hopefully start improving and growing as time goes on?
Yeah, I think it has to, like, for us to be able to compete at this level, the professionalism has to increase, and we have to be training more. And you can see the levels. Like, I don't think in terms of, like, I think we have the quality of player, but we just, the professionalism and the training time is definitely a huge thing.
What's the last couple of weeks been like for you? There's been a lot of change. Obviously, Colin Fortune stepped down. It gave everyone a huge shock. I think the timing of it was the biggest shock. How has that been for you as players?
Yeah, obviously, it was a shock. It wasn't ideal at the time, but I think we're a very close group, and we didn't let us affect us, and John came in and he's been brilliant, and just kept the group together. And it wasn't ideal at the time, but I think we've stuck together well, and we're just focused on the end of the season and winning trophies.
Long way to go yet in the league. You're at the top at the minute just by that point, but you have a cup final as well to come, so even though this journey has come to an end, there's an awful lot to look forward to yet.
Yeah, there is, and I suppose that gives us time now to focus just on those two competitions. But there's definitely a long way to go. We have to play Shells yet, and a lot of other tough games, so we have a lot to focus on and get back to the training ground. And even just this Saturday now, there's a big quick turnaround to that, and there's no easy game, so it's going to be a tough end of the season, but we're looking forward to it.
Roisin Molloy, Athlone Town, a native of Gertrude, speaking with Jessica Farry after Wednesday night's 3-0 loss to Glasgow City. at Athlone Town Stadium, which has seen them exit the Europa Cup competition. But Athlone, remember, last season's Women's League of Ireland champions, they're still top of the table by a point ahead of Shelburne as they get into the season running. And of course, they're getting ready next month for their fourth consecutive FAI Cup final. They beat Shamrock Rovers 2-0 in their semi last Sunday, and they'll play Bohemians in the Women's Showpiece final in October. So still quite another impressive season for Gertrude's Roisin Molloy. When we come back, we will be taking a look at North Sligo Athletic Club's new track in Grange, and also we'll hear from Sligo's latest All-Ireland handball champion, Travis Gibbons. That's on the way.
The Final Whistle with Austin O'Callaghan.
We've told you about our planned live soccer coverage this weekend with Sligo Rovers. This is arguably the biggest club championship weekend of the year so far for counties Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim as we move into the serious business end of the respective senior championships. And here's what you can listen out for live over the coming days here on Ocean FM. On Saturday, we've got the first of the Leitrim Connacht Gold Men's Senior Football Quarterfinals live for you from Carrick on Shannon at 5:15. Mohill, the holders, going for 3 in a row, take on Glencar Manor Hamilton. That game will be live on Saturday Sports Beat, an extended Saturday Sports Beat, which will go through from 2:00 right through until close until 10 p.m. on Saturday night. But the 5:15 throw-in is Glencar Manor against Mohill, and that'll be live from Carrick, 5:15 on Saturday afternoon. In Donegal, there are two Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Football quarterfinals on Saturday at 5:00 in Letterkenny. It's McCool's against St. Michael's. And then at 7:30, Kilcar play Gidor in Glenties. We'll bring you that game live in full on Ocean FM. It'll move to 1:05 for the second half. It'll be on all frequencies for the first half. Maurice McLaughlin and Peter Campbell describing the action there from Davy Brennan Memorial Park. Kilcar against Gidor on Saturday evening. 7:30 start there. Remember, all four Donegal quarterfinals are being live streamed by Donegal GAA TV this weekend, as are the two intermediate quarterfinals. Mallon against Naomh Mura on Saturday and Naomh Columba against Red Hughes on Sunday at 4:30. I should add the Leitrim Connacht Gold men's quarterfinals, Glencar Manor against Mohill on Saturday and Ballinamore Shauna Heslins against Aughwillan on Sunday are also being live streamed this weekend by Leitrim GAA as they get their live streaming coverage of the club championships underway this Saturday and Sunday. What about Sligo? Well, we're into the weekend of the Homeland Men's Senior Football semi-finals. One of them being played under the lights of Cation Saturday night. That's Shamrock Gaels against St. Mary's from Father Kevin Brennan Memorial Park at 8 p.m. We'll bring you that match live in full here on Ocean FM on Saturday night, courtesy of Shane Quigley, financial advisor. The match is also being live streamed by Sligo GAA TV. Ray Lannan and Ross Donovan will be describing the action. Then on Sunday, we've got the second semi-final from Kent Park in Ballydugan. 4:00 throw-in for the holders, Calera Strandhill, another club going for 3 in a row. They take on Drumcliff Ross's Point in Ballydugan at 4:00. We'll bring you that live, courtesy of Shane Quigley, financial advisor. Lee Maloney and Tommy Breheny will be calling the action there. Before that on Sunday, we're on the air from 2, and our first port of call for live commentary will be Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon. This is back to the Donegal Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Football quarterfinals. Two more on Sunday, and the first of them could be a cracker. It's for Masters against Dunlow in Ballyshannon at 2:30. It's live and full with Donegal Plumbing and Heating. Brendan Kilcoyne and Martin McHugh will be describing the action from Father Tierney on Sunday afternoon for you. It's also being live streamed by Donegal GAA TV. The second the quarterfinal, or the fourth if you like, of the weekend in Donegal is at 4:00 on Sunday. Letterkenny, the venue for Naomh Connell. Arguably many people's favourites are the team to beat now in some people's minds, given that St Unans are out, the holders. Naomh Connell take on the team that knocked out Unans last weekend, Termin. That's a 4:00 throw-in on Sunday afternoon. And as we mentioned, Aughawillan and Ballinamore meet in the second Leitrim quarter-final. That's at Páirc Seán Maidirmidh in Carrick on Shannon, Sunday at 4:30. And we will bring you live updates on that game during Ocean FM Sport this Sunday afternoon. And as if that wasn't enough, we will be bringing you on 105 FM from 4:30 for Donegal listeners. The second of this weekend's Intermediate Championship semi-finals, Naomh Columba taking on Red Hughes in Ballyshannon, the second match of a double bill there on Sunday, and we'll bring you that game live on 105 FM this Sunday afternoon from 4:30. So that gives you a flavour of the live club championship coverage on Ocean FM Sport this weekend. Staying with Gaelic games, the Gaelic Players Association has this evening called for a 78% increase in the government grant available to inter-county players. The body is seeking to bring the grant up to an average of €2,500. Currently, there's an average of €1,470 available between the 4,000 inter-county players, be they male or female, and the GPA want that substantially increased, and they've made that public this evening. Now, next to handball, Coluny Handball Club's Travis Gibbons is celebrating the biggest win of his young career this week. The 17-year-old received a hero's welcome at the weekend at the Handball Alley in the town after winning the All-Ireland Minor Singles Hardball title at Croke Park last Sunday. Now, Travis was runner-up in this event 12 months ago, but he made no mistake this time around with the victory over Cork's Ryan Linehan in last Sunday's final.
It feels amazing. Coming second place last year and then coming back to win it this year is just unreal. Seeing the trophy last year, and it's that trophy is something I've wanted since I seen it last year, and I just worked towards it this year and made sure I won it. It feels very good, and it's good to bring it back to the club.
Yeah, today, this year has been very successful for you personally. You are now a two-time All-Ireland champion. Not too many players in Ireland can say that.
No, not really. I'm just hoping to drive it on, really, and just keep winning, keep the streak going and win as much as I can for the rest of the year and just drive on and bring more titles back to the club.
Yes. You're back out again next week. What tournament are you playing next week?
Playing in Inishmore on the Aran Islands, and there's around 200 people entered in that tournament. Should be going good and hopefully win that too, bring that back and just keep winning, then followed by the Nationals the week after. So hopefully now drive on and win that tournament next week and the Nationals the week after.
Sligo's Travis Gibbons, the county's latest All-Ireland handball champion, speaking to Ocean FM's Daniel Gallagher, heading off to the Aran Islands for his next competition, if you don't mind. They take their handball seriously out in Inishmore. And I'm told Travis Gibbons is one of those guys who practices non-stop at Coluny Handball Club, morning, noon, night. He's there pounding, pounding, pounding away. And we're getting a flavour of the fruits of his labour now. He won another All-Ireland Minor title, was it last year or the year before? I remember him being introduced to the National League crowd at Markovic Park before a Sligo Division 3 league game last season. And now he's got another one. This is arguably an even more bigger one for him at the age of 17. His upward curve continues. Now, North Sligo Athletic Club is going to host a special gala concert this Friday night in Grange. This is in collaboration with the Remembering the Armada Commemoration Weekend, which is taking place in Grange. Starts tonight and continues until Sunday. And of course, Friday night is also Culture Night nationally around the country. This gala concert is taking place in Grange Parish Church at 7 p.m. and it will feature the Band of the Spanish Navy performing live, along with guest soprano Elaine Canning. And then your ticket will also entitle you, when that concert's finished, to head next door to Grange Parish Hall, where there's going to be a mini Cayley with the legendary Joe McGurran calling the sets there, and there'll be cake and refreshments and all the razzmatazz that comes with that next door. The money raised from this fundraiser going towards North Sligo AC's newly developed athletics track beside the North Sligo Sports Complex on the outskirts of the village. Ocean FM Sport paid a visit to the new refurbished track during the week to get a look for ourselves. Right, well, we're looking out over this new North Sligo Athletic Club track right beside the North Sligo Athletic Centre, the big sports hall in Grange. Mary Cullen, I'm sure you have a few memories of doing laps of the older version of this track back in the day.
Yeah, some really, really fond memories. I suppose I came down here when I was about 13, and Michael Kearney was my coach. But yeah, we had some great times, you know, some very tough sessions, but also some good laughs and good memories as well.
Yeah. And I know you'd run anywhere, up a hill, on a road, on a dirt track, but I'm sure from your time living overseas on a sports scholarship in Providence in the United States, you learn to appreciate the value of facilities for a runner.
100%. Like, I couldn't believe when I went to America, like, a lot of high schools had tartan tracks, 400 metre tartan tracks. And for me, like, I was obviously training in Oxfield, which was a grass field at the time. There wasn't even a track there. Running over lumps and bumps on the road and little potholes and divots. And then I came down to Grange and we had the cinder track here. And I remember even, like, during the winter time, you know, we'd be inside doing our warm-up and no matter what, it was lashing rain outside and there'd be puddles on the track, but Michael would still have us out doing our sessions. So it's amazing to stand here today and see, like, a tartan track being laid down. Yeah, it's very exciting for the future.
Eamon McAndrew, you're one of the hardcore North Sligo AC athletes and volunteers, but you've taken a particular interest in helping transform the athletics track here.
Yeah, Austin. So I was project lead on the track development. We started maybe 5 years ago, and we decided we were going to develop the track. Jimmy Kerr had done an initial fundraiser, he raised 100,000, and he donated half to cancer and half to the track. That was the catalyst part of it. And then after that, then the club ran the ATU Haunting for 3 years. It's now going to be done for its fourth year in next month. And between that, table quizzes and other fundraising, we've raised about 150,000.
Okay, so that's interesting. All the families listening to this interview might not realise when they brought their kids to ATU Sligo for the ATU Haunting, they were helping develop this track.
Yeah, that's right. Previously it was Cairn School and we built a pitch down there out of it. So then it was given to North Sligo and community development, you know, and it's community fundraising, and it's great to see it come to fruition.
Okay, describe what we're looking at here, because the what do you call them, the barriers are about to come down, you're ready to put the last finishing touches to the track, but describe the size of it and what we're looking at here.
Okay, so what we have here, Austin, is with the site constraint we have a 300 metre six lane track. It'll serve our needs. You know, we have a competition track in town in the college, but what we have here now will absolutely serve our needs. We've spent 400,000 on this track to date to finish it, which is a significant amount of money. We've got three grants. We've got CLOR, which came in through Sligo County Council. We got a Community Recognition Fund grant for 177,000, and we got 53,000 in sports capital. And we're not finished with the grants yet. We're going after more because there's more development to be done. But so we've done really well and we got our money, and obviously then we engaged with a contractor to a tender process, and now we've delivered the product.
Yeah. And did it include sprint facilities and, in time, the works for athletes?
Yeah. So, look, the vision here is, like, to get the track all floodlit. We want to develop the hill area at the back. So, like, what we'll eventually have here is we'll have a 300-metre track with a two-lane spin-off up around our hill area, all tartan as well, everything finished.
Yeah. Local athletes here in North Sligo will know all about the hill at the end of this track when it comes to winter training sessions under Michael Kearney or other North Sligo athletics coaches. There was discussion, but you're keeping the hill.
Yeah, I suggested we take out the hill and flatten everything, but Michael Kearney said no. He says, we have built European champions off that hill. Mary Cullen here to my left, one of them. So it does, it builds resistance training, you know, when you're actually doing the repetitive laps, up and around. Yeah, so the hill is staying.
It's going to be a six-lane track.
Yeah, it's going to be a six-lane 300 metre, and it'll serve the community and all the kids and the adults for decades to come. You know, it's personally very proud of the journey, very proud of the team that came in around us. You know, this was a team effort. There's too many names to mention. They know who they are, but this was a team effort. Look, I obviously had a lead on it, I was here last Saturday when the red was going down. I actually came in. I actually got emotional just because of the journey and the hardship we've gone through and everything we've achieved, which is very powerful. And as I say, we're now looking at the finished product.
Yeah. And I know you'll hope that this track will help develop future Mary Cullen's Christopher O'Donnell's, but it's for the entire community. It's for walkers, local participants as well.
Yeah, that obviously North Sligo have delivered it. The track will be open during the day for people to walk. It's also an asset for the school, you know what I mean? So this, yeah, we've now built the facility to inspire the next generation. Yeah, okay. Which is great.
Yeah. Let me bring in Pranny Ratigan, because Pranny, it takes a lot of money to make this happen, and we're seeing the fruits of the club's labour right now. You've got a very special event coming up this month. Tell us about it.
Yes, we do, Austin, and it's a collaboration between Spanish Armada Ireland and the North Sligo Athletic Club, and this is part of Remembering the Armada 2025. And last year we met the Spanish Naval Band and they were just incredible, and we said, what can we do? There will actually be some event that's going to raise funds for something really important. So this is of course the track, and a really fantastic night out for people. So we're having a concert, a gala concert, on Friday night, Friday the 19th at 7 o'clock in Grange Church. And the Spanish Naval Band will play all their marches and their military music and their classical music and their theme music from movies and so on. And guesting with them is Elaine Canning. And you would probably know Elaine Canning's name. She's a soprano. She's internationally renowned. She's toured with all the greats. And when I say her name, people say, oh, I'm coming out to that concert. So she, of course, had her arm twisted by Niall Canning, her brother. Don't know whether he's older or younger now. We have to ask
and
him that.
Chairperson of North Sligo AC, we should add.
Yes, and chairperson. So she had no choice but to drive from Kerry and come to us on Friday night. And we're really excited because her voice is just going to raise the rafters, and playing with the Spanish Naval Band is just going to be so exciting. And along with that, there'll be a little docudrama from the local school by the children, about the children in the Armada, because again, that's so poignant and so important. And after the gala concert, we invite everybody for refreshments as part of their ticket. So there's a cloud of flour of going up as all the bakers are baking their homemade treats. So there's going to be tea and cake, and then a mini Cayley, a sort of kind of a taster Cayley, with another master in the area, Joe McGurn, who's just incredible at what he does. And he's been teaching the children, the adults and the athletes. The athletes have to dance now for their supper. They're doing an exhibition dance. And they're doing it to a jig that Joe has choreographed. And the music is the Juliana Jig, and it's from Canon in C. So, and that was written by my sister. So all family members are being dragged in by chairs of the different associations to get them all working. So I guess everybody, you know, you don't have to be a Cayley dancer, sure, to come along to that part. And the band will be playing the Irish music for that as well. Yeah, so it'll be really exciting.
And a distinctly cultural night, on culture night, to have this sort of an event.
I know, we're just blessed that it's happening. So I suppose we're just asking everybody to click on to Remembering the Armada 25 Eventbrite, and then look down for the gala concert and Cayley, and your ticket is for the entire night. So we're asking people to really support it, because it will be fabulous. And you know, you don't have to dance either. I mean, I know Joe is very persuasive, but you can just have cake and pretend you're too full and not dance at all. So it's your choice. So we're not going to force anybody into dancing, because some people might be a little bit nervous about that. So no, it's just everybody does their own thing. Just come for the concert part, enjoy it, and then come on over and have a cup of tea and see how you are after that. The athletes will be dancing anyway, so they'll take the pressure off everybody.
Sounds delightful. One final thought from you, Mary Cullen, as you look out at this track. I mean, I'm sure you'd have loved to have had this as a 12-year-old athlete.
Yes, I would have. Maybe I would have held on to the Irish record for a little longer. But no, look, it's amazing to see it. Like you said, I've really fond memories here. Like, I wouldn't take those away either. Even when you just mentioned the hill, I had like memories of doing my really hard sessions, like mile repeats with Michael, and I could be on my last rep and he'd be at the bottom of the hill waiting for me to sprint home and well able to push me all the way to the line. So, but it's lovely to see it, you know, just for the kids that are coming through in the club, that they have this opportunity, and hopefully they'll see people like Chris, even, you know, has represented Ireland and has come home with a European medal, that he did it on a cinder track. So look at what they have the opportunity. You know, they've better facilities, so hopefully they'll appreciate the opportunity that they have as well.
You're now coaching with North Sligo SC?
I am. I'm just getting involved with Oxfield, the local athletic club, which is obviously North Sligo Athletic Club as well. But yeah, I just feel like people were so good to me during my career. They still are to this day. Like, even when we were just talking there about community, like, you know, some people talk about social media and we're losing this, that and the other. But it's one thing that I think it's amazing what we have here in North Sligo. People really get behind initiatives like this, and I want to give back as well. Like, and if I can help kids and coach them to future Olympics, I never got there. So if I could get a kid there someday, it would be a big blessing.
Okay, well, as a former European indoor 3,000 metres bronze medalist, outdoor, how many laps of a 300 metres track is 3,000 metres? 10. That's 10.
10, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to have it. Give it a try someday, will you?
Yeah, maybe I'll go for the over 40 record, over 45 record maybe, and see if I can give that a go.
Mary Cullen, North Sligo Athletic Club's former European indoor bronze medalist from the 2009 European Indoor Champions, and she held the Irish indoor 3,000 metres record for some 15, 16 years until Sarah Healy broke it last year. If you'd like tickets for Friday night's gala concert, the Spanish Naval Band and guest soprano Elaine Canning performing in Grange Parish Church is a 7 p.m. start. You'll find the tickets on eventbrite.ie or go to northsligoac.ie for more. And don't forget the Mini Kelly with Joe McGurn and the Crack and the Cake follows it in the hall next door, and your ticket for the gala concert will entitle you to entry into the Kelly as well straight afterwards.